Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We have all the time needed for Vin Candelora, the minority leader in the House, getting ready for the special session. Vin, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, you know, the housing bill.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were able to listen. I sort of asked Representative Rojas about, you know, because I know you were involved with the $500 million thing and, you know, there's some reservations, but you can safely say that forming it is bipartisan. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. The budget reserve fund and that $500 million was done on a bipartisan basis, no question.
Okay, so, and then I asked about the housing bill, and I want to get into specifics and about what you know you don't like about it, but I do want to play, I'm going to put you on hold so you can hear it, his response when I asked about involving the Republicans in the process. Hold on.
I'll let Vinny answer that question. It doesn't appear that we're going to have any of their support. There is nothing stopping my Republican colleagues from putting forward proposals, which they have not done, or from reaching out to me to engage in the process. Have I met with them over the past couple of months? I have. And none of those meetings have they actually brought forward a proposal to actually address affordable housing. So if they want to just stand opposition and allow Connecticut residents to continue to be burdened by housing costs, that's on them. I can't help them for that. But they know they always have a seat at the table if they choose to want one.
I just didn't know if you wanted to respond to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's total spin and a misfabrication of what has happened over the last 6 months. We have asked to be part of the conversation. They wouldn't even show us a bill. And even Governor Lamont has said to me, you know, I feel bad, but I can't give you the bill because there was no authority to do so. So we got the bill on Friday, 12:15, right after their press conference. And so we've had a few days to review it. To the point of affordability, we've had a ton of proposals put forth. We've had 8-30G revisions. We talked about a property tax credit to reduce property taxes. I think that would go right to homeownership affordability because our taxes are equal to our mortgage payments. So it's disingenuous at best that he would suggest that we have not offered proposals. And in fact, back in 2016, when we were a lot closer in the House, we had a bipartisan bill with 8-30G revisions that we worked with Representative Rojas on that passed the House and died in the Senate. So to suggest that we've ignored this issue is just not correct.
We're talking with Vin Candelora, the House Minority Leader here on Brennan Company. Okay, as it relates to the specificity of the bill, it's been changed. What about it still concerns you?
Yeah, I mean, I think on a global level, it is removing local decision-making in zoning processes.
Still.
So now, yes, you're going to be submitting plans through the COGS, which is a group of individuals in the situation of my community. It's 30 other towns that are going to decide how my community is going to look and how many housings are going to need to be bought, built. It changes the ability for minimum parking requirements. So units of 16 or under, there can be no minimum parking requirements with some exceptions, but it still impacts that issue. Additionally, it's going to allow for as of right converting commercial property to residential. You know, in our towns like my own, we only have 14% commercial base. To think now that a developer can just come in and convert that commercial to residential is kind of alarming. This is a bill that is going to help private equity in this state build luxury apartments that no one's going to be able to afford. I guarantee it. We're seeing it in Stanford, where they're converting the WWE building to apartments. That is an out-of-state company that is going to be making a lot of money, and it's not going to be affordable.
Well, so this is not a leading question because I don't know a lot about the business, yeah. But like, you know, Hartford has a bunch of, you know, empty spaces, and you know, you need to
That's
put
right.
something in WWE. So is it because then there'll be more burden on residential taxing, or like, why is it a negative to convert these places?
It's not necessarily a negative, but making it as of right. So
what does that mean? I don't understand what.
People come in, they submit a plan, and you're going to have to accept it. You're going to have to let them convert. So, for instance, if you have a grocery store in a city that is the only grocery store in that city, it can be converted. Even though you don't want to create a food desert, you can't have that conversation. So there are some commercial properties that you want to maintain in your towns and in your cities, and this is going to say no. You can convert a commercial property that's sitting next to a sewage treatment plant. That might not be the ideal place, and it's long-term going to create a lot of problems. It's why we have zoning the way we have it. And this upends all of it and says, we are going to give you a free pass to put housing anywhere. And I just don't think the state of Connecticut is that desperate for housing. And I think it's dangerous to not allow some level of decision-making when housing is being developed. And this bill doesn't make it more affordable. And what it's going to do, in my opinion, is just build more apartment complexes, which is fine. We could use apartments, but people want home ownership. That's how you build equity. That's how you build wealth. This bill does not get to that. And it really upends the local decision making that communities do a good job in building out their towns and cities the way they want it. This sort of puts it into other people's hands.
There is some disagreement among many who think there is a real housing shortage in the state, but we don't have time to do that. We got to run. Yep. Just anything else, just really quickly from your perspective that you'd like people to know?
The last piece that's disturbing is that it's going to allow for any state property to be converted into housing. And so if you have state property in your towns or cities, you're not going to be able to control what that looks like. So anything that the state owns could now be developed into housing. And I think there needs to be more of a transparent process if that's going to happen. We like to protect our open space. We don't want to see it all converted.
Representative Candelora, thanks for the time. I hope everything goes okay, and hopefully we'll speak again really soon.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Vin Candelora, again, the House Minority Leader.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.